Well, I know you never like to say anything too positive after a defeat, but Chesterfield performed really, really well in that game, didn't they?
I think we did. I think I just said to the lad, the margins are small in football. We accept that. We're playing against top-class players. You know, we're playing against a top-class manager in a top-class stadium. But we were good today. We were good. We took the game to them. We were brave enough to play two lads up front, and we've been done. You know, Abbey had a couple of chances second half, but you come away, and all I wanted today was to be able to say that the supporters go home happy. And I feel our supporters will go home happy. They'll all be disappointed that we haven't got a goal, something a bit more to cheer about. But the endeavour of the team's there, we show quality, we're brave in possession. Unfortunately, it's not our day. And like we said, we've got to do our best to try and get in them playoffs. We're not saying we're going to do it or we're going to make it, but we've got to keep our season going now. We wish Derby the best of luck in the next round. They're a smashing club, great club, and we're out and we just get up it.
And the stats show more shots for Chesterfield, more possession for Chesterfield against the team knocking on the door of the Premier League. That's no
bad thing. We played well today. We had some really good performances today, and that's great credit to the players in the club.
You had a game plan to go with two up front, get the full-backs forward, and they did exactly what you wanted.
We had chances, Phil, especially early on. We were in the ascendancy in the game from the first minute. You know, Derby have changed their system at half-time, which is a massive pat on the back to a team like us. You know, but you've got to remember, legs of Steve McClaren, these are the elite managers. You know, they see the game probably 10 minutes before most of us see it. You know, so we've had a goal. Unfortunately, we fell short. And you can say you must always conduct yourself well when you get beat, irrespective of how well we think we've played. We're out the cup, and that's the disappointment.
And a couple of, seeing things before they happen, bent with the first goal, and of course the second goal was similar, forced into a mistake.
It's a little bit of an Achilles heel in terms of set pieces. We lack concentration levels, and we lack a little bit of them triggers that the better teams have. They seem to have that ability to keep clean sheets and ride periods of the game. But listen, we're a club that's trying to progress, and if we were great at everything, I'd be the greatest manager in the world, the players would be the greatest players, everyone would. We're not that. We're just an honest, hard working club that like to keep people entertained. There was a spell in the second half where I felt it was a great cup tie today, and I think as a manager you should always be pleased with that.
And a terrific atmosphere generated by both sets of fans.
Great day. Atmosphere is special. Chesterfield fans are amazing. You know, how we conducted ourselves, coming to the ground, turning up the stadium, the support we got. I told the lads, they'll find you the breath when you need it. Unfortunately, the second goal took the wind out of us, the life out of us. And that's football. You know, I'm a young manager. I think I'm young anyway. I'm not really young. You know, but you think you're learning the game. And we got taught a couple of lessons today, and we respect that.
What will you take out of this game other than a good performance?
Nothing. Same as Swindon last week. Just a not as long journey home. Our supporters will be disappointed tonight, but you know, we come into League One, which was a challenge. We come into the FA Cup, which has been a challenge. Unfortunately, we've had a great game today with Derby. We've got beaten, as I say. You know, we respect that. Derby, we wish them well, and we all move on.
Well, the progress made with the other results in League One today means that a victory over Crawley will guarantee a top six position.
We just keep going, Phil. You know that. You know what we're like. People can get ahead of themselves, behind themselves. Do you know, as a young manager today, I felt nervous for the first time when I stood in the box. I felt a bit isolated, and that was 0-0. But when I felt stood there at the end of the game with the support we had, the players, the way they play, I was a very proud manager. Thanks, everyone.